Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-453. You can still join us here, even though we are live on location, kind of essentially breaking format for the show. Free Talk Live is normally not a guest-based show. We generally don't invite guests on the show. It's very rare that we will do that. But when we're at the Liberty Forum, we basically do the opposite of what's normal. Normally, we just take calls and talk about issues. At the Liberty Forum, it's almost all guests throughout the show. Every now and then, we'll stop down and talk a little bit about the forum itself. And
we'll still take calls.
Yeah, we'll take the calls.
Call in.
But actually, we've had zero tonight, I think, at this point. We had a few last night. You can participate, though. The toll-free number is here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And welcoming back our former Friday night co-host, hey, Ellen.
Hey, it's wonderful to be back.
Yeah, it's so good to have you here. And we do have a studio audience, so we'd like to welcome them here. Thank you for everyone coming by tonight. So great. I'm so appreciative that you guys spent your time, because there's other things to do in this hotel, and you came here to watch us. So thank you for that. And Ellen, you've been on Free Talk Live on Friday nights for a number of months. Seemed like close to a year, maybe not quite, but it was
a
little
while.
Yeah,
it was about 7 months. It was close to a year.
And then you left Keene, and then you couldn't stay on after that because
left Keene, and then we got sad.
Yeah.
Well, technically, I never even lived in Keene, so you can't accuse me of that.
Really, you did? I guess not.
No, I lived within half an hour of it, but...
Okay, so you left the show, and then we got
I moved much farther away.
Yeah, it becomes inconvenient once you get too far away to be a regular co-host on Free Talk Live, and we like to have our hosts in the studio, so we can't do a remote connection option, but it's great to have you back on, at least for a little while. You moved over to the sort of the eastern seacoast, not seacoast, but the lakes region, as they call it, right?
Yeah, it's right next to Lake Winnipesaukee. It's a beautiful area. There's ski resorts everywhere, and the houses are more spread out. It's not like Manchester at all. It's the opposite, actually. Like, there's no traffic.
You're in the woods. Yeah.
You know, if you drive 20 minutes, you can make, you know, like maybe 15, 20 miles. And here, it's like you drive 20 minutes and you're three blocks down the road.
Here in Manchester.
Yes,
that's where we are tonight.
It's very frustrating.
So do you do any skiing up there in the lakes and mountain region?
Only once. And it was terrible.
Oh, didn't we talk about this?
I don't know.
I talked about this with somebody where I recommended ski blades, which are kind of the...
We talked about this on Facebook. It hasn't been on air yet.
That's right. What are ski blades?
So when I moved here, I went to do the winter sports thing to try that out at the time. And, you know, the big deal was, snowboard. You got to do a snowboard. And so I got the snowboard thing, and I went down on accident the... like expert hill.
I accidentally rode all the way up and now I have to get down somehow, so here I go.
But so I just kept falling down. Essentially, I fell my way down this hill over and over and over again. And
did you break anything?
No, thank goodness. Snow was relatively good to fall on, I guess, but it was painful. I mean, it was not an easy
thing.
There's
a lot of bruising.
Right, but there's also rocks up under some of that snow.
And trees.
Yeah. Well,
trees you can hit.
That wasn't a problem. I just went straight down, and I wasn't going from side to side or anything like that.
Okay, but if you go straight, but you veer off in the wrong direction, you could hit a tree.
Don't worry, I didn't have time to veer. I just kept falling. So I just get up,
just
move
up,
a little
down,
bit down,
up, down,
fall, and
kind of like a caterpillar.
But I think that even if I'd gone down the bunny slope instead of the expert one,
you would have fallen. Okay.
I still expect I would have fallen. But what I really didn't like about it was that my feet were like locked into this board, and I could not move my feet independently
because
of one another.
You only have two positions. You have you're going with the flow, or you're like 90 degrees against it, so you just fall flat on your face.
Yeah, and so, like, I like, you know, hey, I'm a libertarian. I like freedom, right? I like to be able to move my legs. I don't like to be handcuffed or leg cuffed or whatever, which is what I felt like when I was in this thing. And at the same time, skis didn't really look attractive. They looked really clunky and
they
awkward.
They are clunky.
And you're like, why do I want to do this?
Skis are so much better, though, because you have independent leg control. And
but
I mean,
so
you still fall over.
Huge.
Yeah.
You can't really control them that good.
You can do the pizza, or you can...
That's the crossing?
I like
pizza.
Yeah,
that's where you point your skis
like,
towards
are you putting pizza, or like... Yeah, are you putting pizza on my pizza? Are you putting bacon and ham on the pizza?
They sell bacon... bacon pizza at the ski resort, so okay. I don't know. I'm just saying that's the position you put your feet in to stop yourself. That's pretty much the only control you have unless you can, like, jump in.
So what was your experience with this, the skiing?
It was terrifying. When I first
on the bunny slope? You didn't go down the expert slope,
so
right?
Even before I got on the bunny slope, I fell over and hurt my arm.
Oh, man.
So clearly it didn't go that well. After I went down the bunny slope a few times, like, there's a hill I accidentally went over and fell down because I couldn't jump. But,
yeah.
I mean, I got the hang of that. I went down the next biggest slope, and the first time I went down, it was horrifying. Like, I felt like I had post-traumatic stress disorder when I got at the bottom because I couldn't stop shaking.
Oh, man.
Because you just go straight down, and
it's
a terrifying speed. It's like, if I hit someone, they're going down hard, and I am I'm losing 3 teeth.
So, not going to do it again?
I don't know. The end part was pretty bad. Like, I started building up confidence after a while after doing it so many times. So we went up to the bigger slope, and I did the same thing you were talking about, where I just kept falling over, and I couldn't, like, at some point I was so cold and wet from getting so much snow in me. I hit a tree, people had to jump out of the way. I was being a real downer. So we just got somebody to take me down in a sled.
Yeah, at the time when I was doing the snowboarding, I was like, I want to get one of those tubes. That looks nice and safe.
Yeah,
the tubing is fun. I've done the tubing, and I've gone down hills in, like, the saucer sleds, big round ones. And the last time I went down a hill in one of those, I was actually out in California visiting my brother. And he lives in San Diego, but that's about an hour away from some mountains and snow. And so I went down one of these hills just off the side of the road, and I veered off of the course and wound up going over a tree stump that had turned into a ramp, and I think I got about 30 foot of air, and I came down, and I landed on my side. I think I cracked a rib.
Oh, man.
My hat and my sunglasses went flying, and I don't recall if I got knocked out, but, like, you know, I definitely had the wind knocked out of me. And then about 30 seconds later, some kid comes running down the hill. Hey, mister, here's your hat and sunglasses. You might want these. And, yeah, I was like, all right, no more for me.
Yeah. So what I recommended...
It's all fun and games till Daryl gets hurt.
What I'd recommended to Ellen over Facebook were these things called ski blades. And the idea behind the ski blade is it's kind of like a ski, but shorter. So it's more like roller skating than anything else. So if you've ever been roller skating, and you can do that, which isn't hard, you can ski blade. And so that, like, the movement of your feet, the way you kind of push out, it's the same exact movement. So it's like you're roller skating on snow. And it was so instantaneously easy. Like, instantly I picked up how to do it because I roller skated before. So that was all there was to it. It's easy to stop. It's easy to control yourself. You can move both legs. You don't have the awkward long skis.
You're going on a frictionless surface. So it's like that must be different in some way. It must be more difficult.
It's almost identical to roller skating.
Really?
Yeah. And
maybe I should try that next
it's
time.
It's so much fun. I mean, it's not fun enough to make me want to do winter sports, but I had a lot more fun with the ski blades than I did with the snowboard.
So you're giving me an idea here for some sort of new sport that maybe the Olympics could wind up taking. They already have the thing where people do the cross-country skiing and, like, the big loop.
Okay.
So do the snowblade thing, like speed snowblade, to where you take the people and they run really fast in the circle in the snow. Might be a new Olympic sport. I'm going to tear a knee and, like, get a concussion because that's what happened.
Well, how do you expect this to start if you don't set the standard?
I can't do it, but there's athletic people that know how to do this stuff.
Just at least make a 10-second video of you doing it.
10-second video would be me falling down, getting a concussion.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Wouldn't be the 12th time. It'd probably be, I think, the 14th concussion.
If you could remember clearly, you would know for sure.
The world will never know.
But somebody who's on your threads, this adult person who is an ostensibly an adult, comes back and goes, oh, if you're on ski blades, everybody's going to laugh at you. And I'm like, I don't care what people think of me. You know, is it fun? Yeah. Was it easy? Yeah. Do you go as fast as someone on a skis? Probably not as fast. But who cares?
But you could probably run around in the little circle, and it would be interesting.
All right, but if you think about it, like, being on skis in the first place is kind of ridiculous. Like, we're just sliding around on pieces of wood. So, you know, anything related to skiing is still going to look ridiculous. If you're having fun, that's really all that matters.
Well, Ellen, I hope that we get to hear you doing some podcast stuff. I heard you've been on Seditious Sirens at seditioussirens.com, and it's great to still hear you out there in the podcast world.
Yeah, it's great to still be out there.
Thanks for coming back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. We'll come back with more from the Liberty Forum here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial toll free at 855-453 to join us here from the Liberty Forum, the 2015 edition of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And it's a great event, as always. Daryl and I have had the pleasure of sitting in the vendor area, which has been busy all day. There have been people milling about. And actually, Vermin Supreme was here today as well and making, as usual, a show of himself, which hopefully will get
Vermin. He said he might wind up coming by tonight, I believe.
He didn't commit to anything, but yeah, he did say he might come by, and his time is running out. This is our third and final hour, so hopefully we'll get to see Vermin Supreme tonight. If not, maybe he'll be lurking about tomorrow, and we can drag him in here, because he is quite entertaining and a bit of a kind of a parody on politicians.
Yes.
And so that's why I love to have Vermin on, because he is just a lot of fun. He was cackling today, laughing at the top of his lungs, like a maniacal laugh, like, ha, ha, ha! And we turned around, and he had two machine guns in his hands, and he was holding them up in the air. It's like somebody gave this politician guns, and now look what he's doing.
And he did say that he has re-evaluated his expectations for his 2016 campaign.
Uh-huh.
So instead of asking people for the $100 to where, you know, there's ways that if you raise certain amounts of money, you can get government matching funds. He said, so I'm not asking people for money for my campaign anymore. I'm now asking for IOUs. And, of course, you can't get elected with IOUs to president, but you might be able to get elected with IOUs as a state rep in New Hampshire, because there are so many state reps. And we have a state rep.
We do. And I want to introduce him in a moment. But I also want to introduce you to ExpressCoin.com, the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com and get started there. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee whatsoever. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. In fact, it was Bitcoin was one of the issues where I first saw Joe Hannon as a state representative. And you know what, Joe? Welcome to Free Talk Live. It's very rare that we'll have politicians on this radio program, just because I find most of them to be detestable. But you are not in that category.
Well,
so welcome.
You. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that compliment.
Yes, I think that is a compliment.
A compliment. You're not detestable.
Technically, I'm a politician as well. I ran for governor as a Democrat in 2014 against.
I don't know. I think technically you have to get elected to office to be a politician.
No, not true. No.
No.
Anybody can be a politician, but politicians don't like to admit it.
That's true. Now, I mean, are you only a politician when you're running, and then if you lose, you're no longer a politician? Is that how it works?
I don't know, because I would say that Mitt Romney is always a politician.
Fair enough. Good point. So, Joe Hannon, you are a representative, a state representative, one of 400. And we've talked earlier in the show about, you know, how the state house is so accessible, and the people that are there, the elected state reps, are people that you can generally talk to and have a conversation with, whether they agree with you on everything or not is another question. But they're, at the very least, you know, seem like they're willing to listen. And that may not be true for all 400, but for the most part, you know, it seems like they're more human beings than politicians in other states. And you're a first timer. You're brand new to the state house. This is your first term. So welcome to Free Talk Live, and thanks for coming on tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
So what inspired you to run for office in the first place? Because you don't make a whole lot of money at it.
No, this is probably one of the lower paying jobs I've had.
You were a doctor.
Yeah, that paid a little better.
That's a huge change.
Yeah, it was nice, but I retired from that shortly after Obamacare passed. It was the final nail in the coffin for me to get out of medicine. It wasn't the only reason.
Right.
There were a lot of family reasons, personal reasons, and
good a time as any to call it quits.
It made sense. And that was actually one of the things that got me a little more public attention than I wanted.
Oh, really?
Well, not that I don't like it. I was invited to speak at a conference, at a symposium about Obamacare. And I get there, and I was told I was going to be one of a panel, and we'd all talk for 2 or 3 minutes. And there were three or four people on the panel. And I was told, you know, it would be a group thing. And it turned out I was, I don't know if I was the keynote, but I was talking a lot more than 2 minutes, and apparently there was a news crew there filming, and I said, and after it was over, I said, well, who is that? And they said, oh, that's Fox News. They're filming a documentary. I said, oh, good. I'm going to be famous. So, yeah, you know, it went well, and they wanted to do another interview. They wanted to see what it's like, what I'm doing now that I'm not being a doctor anymore. And I'm spending a lot. I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I've done some consulting, and I've done a lot of community volunteer work. I coach, I tutor, I do Cub Scouts. Mm-hmm. And I've been, in the last few years that I've been in New Hampshire, I've been going to the State House, and I've been just a citizen activist, showing up and arguing and trying to persuade legislators. And I got to know many of them. And I was sitting at dinner at lunch one day with about 10 different representatives, and I was the only non-elected person there. So I was not a politician, but I was politicizing and volunteering, like they do, like we all do now. So I wouldn't consider it a job, and sure. I wouldn't really call us all politicians. This is a part-time gig for pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Some people don't put any time into it. They just run and show up sometimes.
Some people run, get elected, and never show up.
Yes.
And well, if that's what would happen in Keene, we'd actually be better off. I mean, because
I was better represented when one of the state reps resigned.
Yeah.
Well, if this doesn't work out, I'm actually going to run against Vernon Supreme.
Vernon Supreme.
Yeah, I've got a. You know, I know that this isn't going to last forever, and if it doesn't work out, I'm actually going to primary him. I've got a loafer that I'm going to wear because I'm not a boot kind of guy. And as a podiatrist, I think I have him on a lot of these issues. His dental issues are, yeah, we, you know, foot and mouth. His boot is too close to his teeth. And if we're talking about these dental issues, I think I've got something to discuss. Yeah, so we'll, but that's if this doesn't work out.
Right. And yeah. Vernon Supreme, for those that don't know, he's infamous for wearing a boot on his head. And he actually had it on earlier tonight. He's quite a character.
But so the Free Ponies Party does not have a primary.
The what's that?
The his Free party? Ponies Party does not have a primary. So you would have to go to his convention.
Well, no, he runs as a Democrat or a Republican.
Yeah,
he's right. But he last election, well after the primaries, he had a news conference with Jimmy McMillan. The rent is too damn high.
Yeah.
And they announced the Free Ponies Party.
Ah.
And they were the presidential and vice presidential nominees of the Free Ponies Party.
Gotcha. I think I would be a little too odd for that panel debate if
right.
I was with those two gentlemen. So I don't know how it'll work out.
So you threw your hat in the ring.
So I threw my hat in.
Yeah.
And I actually did a part of the documentary, so I did that, and I got a little more recognition. And I was asked to speak on a lot of issues about health care and Obamacare and just liberty issues
as
in general.
A candidate, you were asked to speak?
Well, before that, I was asked to speak several times. I did a few little things here and there. Nothing to write home about, but, you know, not as good as this. And
you figured you'd parlay that into a state representative.
They said, you're here anyway. I was here a couple days a week for most of the session for the last couple years, and they said, you might as well run. And
you did.
And I did.
Were you challenged in the – you're a Republican. Were you challenged in the primary?
I didn't have a primary opponent.
Okay, that's nice.
I'd like to think I scared everyone off, but I don't think anyone else wanted to do it.
Let's talk more about it here. You can stick with us, right?
Sure.
Another segment?
All right.
More with Joe Hannon. First-time state representative, liberty-oriented dude from what I can tell so far, having seen you on various different state representatives, you know, commissions and things like that, committees, et cetera. 855-453 is the toll-free number. And, you know, it's always a good sign when state reps are here at Liberty Forum. That generally means they care about freedom. 855-453. We'll come back with more here in moments.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strength in the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We got it. We're coming back. This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at the 2015 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's at the Radisson in Manchester. This is the biggest hotel with the largest convention space. The Liberty Forum has grown. It has outgrown its old digs, and now this is a new. I like this new location. I think it's pretty nice. Daryl, what do you think?
I like the new location. It's a lot closer to more food options.
That's true. More late night food options as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really up late nights,
yeah,
but I'm just thinking food options in general.
Yeah.
Because at the previous hotel, the Crown Plaza,
in
there
Nashua.
Were maybe one or two places that were within walking distance other than the restaurant inside the hotel.
Yeah.
Here, there are dozens within walking distance.
Well, it's a big city, and not that Nashville's a small city. It's actually the second largest city.
Right, but the location of the hotel, it was not downtown. This is downtown Manchester.
This is in the heart of downtown
We're
Manchester.
Three blocks from a grocery store.
Yeah, that's true. So I think it's been a good move, and I think it's working out very well. The attendance seems to be strong so far, and we're not even on the biggest day. This is
and
the
maybe
first
in
day.
10 years we'll need a bigger place, and so any people that have funds should start thinking now about building a hotel with even bigger convention space, and maybe you could even, like, you know, do what they do in Dubai, where you build an island off the coast of New Hampshire and then built the hotel there.
And back to reality. Joe Hannon, thanks for sitting in with us here and talking. You are a state representative representing the towns of Lee and Barrington, New Hampshire. Where are those towns for people that don't know the geography around
Stratford County, according
what's it
to
near? What's a big city that they're near?
The big city?
If any city. Any sort of city thing.
Well, Lee is right next to Durham, which is where UNH is.
College town.
College town. And we have Rochester, Dover. It's near the seacoast, so not too far from Portsmouth. I'm a little closer to Portsmouth than I am to Manchester, but I'm somewhat in between.
So we were talking about, you know, kind of your history a little bit. You were a podiatrist, mm-hmm. And you gave up doing the practice of doctoring after Obamacare, but for other reasons as well. And eventually you were doing some activism at the State House, testifying on committees, just like Daryl and I frequently do.
Right.
We show up and, you know, express ourselves and our opinions. And
just like you.
Yeah. But you decided, I'll go for the state rep. Why not throw in the hat? I mean, in a lot of cases, as you found out, you didn't even have a primary challenger.
No,
you just walked right into the general election.
There were some races in this state that were uncontested.
Yeah,
there were many races we couldn't even fit. The Republicans couldn't even get some races to get a candidate.
There were 25% of the state house races where there was no major party opposition.
Right.
For one or the other party.
It's incredible.
Right.
A quarter of the races in 2014?
Some of those only had, you know, paper candidates who were opposition.
Just a filler.
In Keene, where we knew that the Republicans were not going to win any of those races, but there were still like three or four Republicans that ran for.
Yeah, I think there was only one of them that had campaign signs or something like that.
Yeah,
that was about it.
And that guy wound up losing just as bad as the guy that did not have campaign signs.
Yeah, that's why I don't put any money into a campaign. In fact, what did you have to spend? I mean, the average, I think, is $500 to win a state rep.
I was way more than that. I was probably around $7,000, $8,000. I forget. It was under $1,000 for sure. But I was completely self-funded.
Okay.
It cost $2 to put your name on the ballot, and I was
as a Republican or Democrat,
whatever party, and to you have to put your name on. And I wasn't sure I wanted to put all that money in up front myself, and someone pulled $2 out of their pocket and said, please do it. And I said, no, I'm not taking the big donations just yet. So I self-funded this time. I had a lot of offers for people to give me money, especially since I had some media attention. I had people saying, you've got to set up this, all this stuff so you can get all these payments. I had a lot of people saying, look, I'll send you money from all over. I mean, from out of the country, people wanted to send money because they saw me on Fox and different things.
Now, were you challenging an incumbent?
I was. And
wow. Okay.
Well, I don't want to get into that too much because I don't think he really was. I don't think he was seriously running.
Okay. But normally, I mean, just to be clear,
he ran. But I don't. I met him one time.
In most places, incumbents win over and over and over again.
Right.
The 90% re-election.
Even in New Hampshire, of the incumbents that seek re-election, it's 90% that get
if
re-elected.
They seek it, right. A lot of people just decide not to do it anymore because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work for $100.
It's a full-time job if you take it seriously, and if you don't, you just show up once a week and go to committee a couple days a week. And,
Or less.
I asked for, I was one of the few people that asked for a busy committee. So they put me on the Commerce Committee, and it's an extremely busy committee. I don't know if it's the busiest, but it's a great way to address liberty issues in the state because we handle the commerce and the alcohol bill, all liquor control bills, a lot of the insurance bills.
So that was the committee where we were testifying on the bill to repeal the $3,000 minimum.
Yes.
You have to. So in New Hampshire, there's this rule that if you want to open up a beer or wine shop, you have to have a $3,000 worth of inventory of food product like milk based.
You have to have something that's dairy, something that is
meat,
and something that would be considered like a bread product.
Right. So you really can't open up a package store like a beer store they have in different states like Massachusetts and elsewhere. You have to open up a grocery store that sells beer. So people came in and testified, and they showed pictures of a little plastic or wooden rack somewhere in the beer store that had some spam with dust on it, some canned this or that.
$3,000 worth of spam and canned milk.
And powdered milk. And then they changed the bread every couple weeks when it got too green for people. It's ridiculous because the law dictates you have to have these requirements, but it's not, you're not allowing them to sell what people want to buy.
The proposal was to get rid of that requirement.
I'm all for it.
It's so funny watching these bureaucrats come in and, the state liquor commission's arguing for this thing. Well, if we don't have this rule, we'll have beer and wine stores everywhere.
The lobbyists.
Strangely, they don't sell any food at any of the state liquor stores.
So they're exempt from the requirement.
For some reason, it's not a problem when they sell alcohol. They don't have to sell beer. And they sell.
Do as we say, not as we do.
They sell well over $100 million profit worth of alcohol in the state.
Wow.
And then they say, oh, well, we don't want package stores everywhere because it'll give the wrong impression. Well, we have a state that controls the liquor industry completely. It's called the control state.
Yeah.
And you can't drive down the highway with your kids without seeing a giant supermarket-sized liquor store on the side of the highway. So what impression does that tell people?
And then also you had the lobbyists for the grocery stores coming in saying, if you pass this, then the largest grocer in the state will go out of business because nobody will shop there.
Wait, no.
What? We're eliminating your competition here. Like, we're not giving you competition. We're not requiring these people to carry more groceries.
I'll have to get
we're
my own
requiring spam. To carry fewer groceries. How is this going to put you out of business?
Right, I'll have to get my old spam and stale bread from them now.
Right.
It's a good thing. I think competition's a good thing.
Me too.
Without it, I mean, you might not like competition as... And one thing I've learned, to take a step back from this for a second.
Sure.
Many of the bills I see, especially in commerce, have to do with protectionism in one way or another.
Oh, I bet.
Most of the lobbyists and people that speak about things come in for they try to present their own argument for something that's good for them, but quite often when something's good for one person, it's not always good for someone else. A lot of people come in and talk about liberty and making the free market better, and that's great, and I'm all for that. But there are a lot of bills with whether it's insurance or banking or any of these things that we deal with in commerce that are limiting the free market. They're limiting choice. They're limiting our options. Take Bitcoin, for example. There was a bill to allow Bitcoin transactions to be unregulated according to New Hampshire law, and we would just follow the federal guidelines for whatever they have now and will institute in the future, which they will do. They're going to regulate it much more than they currently are. But we wanted the purpose of the bill was to give New Hampshire an edge, which already has a huge Bitcoin user group population, and make it a truly free state for the Bitcoin industry, in which case we could see it grow. And the argument that I heard and I like to tell people is, you know, it's kind of like when email first came out, they wanted to regulate it like the Postal Service. Now, imagine what our internet and email would look like today if it was regulated like the Postal Service back then. I mean, how much
the internet would lose $9 billion per year, and I would not be able to send something first class through UPS.
Yeah, put a stamp on an email. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Whatever. It's good that it didn't happen. And now, I mean, now we're seeing some internet interference from the federal government, but you know, we wanted to at least give it a chance. And I told the people that were against it, I said, let's let it happen. If we don't like what's happening, you can always regulate something later. Not that I'm for that, but let's see what happens before we fix it.
Hold that thought. You want to stick with us for one more segment? All right, Joe Hannon's with us here in New Hampshire in the Liberty Forum. We'll continue in moments on Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo.
beekeeper, Jeff Maddox, seedsman, Mike Knox, author Gayla Pruitt, author Harry Cooper, food expert Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time to sneak your call in if you dial in now. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch, or just read the news. FreedomsPhoenix.com. We've got Joe Hannon with us here for the third and final segment in this hour, the third segment with you, Joe, but the final segment of the show. You are a state representative, a first-timer here in New Hampshire, and so you're just kind of getting your feet wet in there.
Oh, they're wet.
Was it overwhelming? I mean, you'd obviously spent some time there, so right. You kind of knew something about it, but you know, there's a lot that you have to learn as a state rep, right?
I knew what to expect, but I didn't know everything, and I still certainly don't, but it's definitely a learning process. You make mistakes, everyone does. And you learn from them. So,
you were talking about the Commerce Committee, yeah, which is where you're seated. You hear all these bills about regulations, and you're not a fan of regulating things. You like, you know, competition. And
oh, in the market, yes, absolutely. I'm a fan of regulating people's well, not regulating. I don't like that word. You're right. But I like laws that protect people's rights.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, I'm here not to tell people how to live. I'm here to make sure that people can live free.
Well, right. And generally, regulation in and of itself is not necessarily a bad thing.
Usually it comes from governments, though. Right?
If the regulation is free market and there are options.
Well, right. And using the term regulation, though, I think, you know, normally when I hear regulation, I think government. What I like is, you know, third-party certification or something like that. Something where, you know, you can have a, like in Microsoft, for instance, hands out these certifications to people and,
right,
you know, technical people can say, well, I'm MSC whatever the heck certified. And, you know, there could be someone else who could know all of those things, but they don't have the certificate.
So right. So it's generally voluntary. Technically not called regulation.
Yeah.
But that's basically what it is.
It's self-regulation.
If you want to get the stamp of approval from Underwriters Laboratory for your piece of electronics, then you have to meet the following criteria.
I like
you have to meet these requirements. There's no obligation for a piece of electronics to get certified from UL, but I challenge you to find something on the shelves of any store, any reputable store that does not have the Underwriters Laboratory certification.
You can't find it because
it will be incredibly difficult.
Because the market has created protections on its own without government regulation. And so, you know, I just try to stay away from the word regulation. Certification, market-based protection, that's what we're talking about. Like,
the free market regulates itself, I think.
Exactly. Well, like, for instance, the example you're giving, Underwriters Laboratory, they certify products for a lot of different reasons, but electronic products, they make sure they're safe, the wires aren't, you know, dangerous, and there's not going to be a short that's going to cause a fire and things like that. And so Target, Walmart, all these, you know, sellers, they don't want dangerous products in their stores. They're going to burn their customers' houses down.
Even the dollar store,
sometimes
there's not a lot of dollar electronics, but even the stuff that you find there, the extension cords that you get from the dollar store have that little UL.
Yeah. So, Joe, let's see. Where were we? We were talking about
commerce
and the bill to get rid of the $3,000 requirement that alcohol stores, beer and wine stores in New Hampshire have to have this inventory of food products in order to even exist. And it was interesting because another state rep approached me the week afterwards. I don't remember his name, but we were in the cafeteria. For our listeners that don't know, in New Hampshire, you can actually go and eat lunch with the state reps. They mingle with the little people.
Yeah, they let us eat with you guys.
and so one state rep comes up to us and he's like, oh my God, you should have seen the look on the liquor commissioner's face when you testified that you thought the entire liquor commission should be abolished. He said it was priceless, the look on this guy's face, because I guess he was sitting behind me at the time, so I didn't get to see
and
that.
And the liquor commission has a lot of problems. And Joe,
yes,
I don't
like
even know if you... Well, aside from the fact that they exist, they have a lot of problems. So they put out this report every year that shows basically their profit and loss, how much money's worth of stuff they have, and they list approximately $16 million worth of quote-unquote non-inventory assets. They do not have a list of these non-inventory assets, which leads me to the question of, if you don't know what you have as non-inventory assets, how do you know you have $16 million worth of it? They also claim not to know the owners of the properties that they lease, because there's a lot of liquor stores that are not in liquor, liquor
shopping malls or whatever.
Yeah, they're in strip malls, stuff, you know, buildings that are not owned by the state. They claim not to know who owns those, and they cannot provide that information. I did a 91A for all of this, and basically I got, we don't have this, but here's something to sort of, you know, appease you slightly. So they did give me some makes and models of vehicles, but no license plates, which leads me to believe that they don't have the license plates because I requested those. So there was a lot of information that they just did not want to give that they said we don't have.
Wow. The argument people make for the Liquor Commission is they bring a lot of revenue in for the state of New Hampshire, and we don't have a sales tax, we don't have an income tax.
But there's tax on alcohol.
Absolutely. But it's I agree with that. But the thing, when I bring that up, they say, but it's a lot of money. And it's hard for politicians, people that have been here for years and been doing this for a long time, good guys generally, but they get caught up in the fact that, you know, this is a big source of revenue, and if we get rid of it, what are we going to do? And they don't know what to do. But I know the answer. The answer is to cut other things. You can't, you can't get rid of the revenue and the taxes until you cut the spending. You know, spending's the issue. It's not the revenue as the main issue. You know, revenue is a byproduct of spending.
I wonder what the salaries are for the Liquor Commission.
Oh, I can find out.
Because it's no small bureaucracy, right? Like, they've got the bureaucrats, they got the enforcers.
They've got, I don't want to criticize them because they have a job, and the people that do that job, they do a very good job from what I see as someone who
sees a lot of these liquor commission bills. I disagree with the way it is set up. It's a philosophical difference. So, you know, I think these are very dedicated people. They might have an issue. I don't know about the $16 million. That's a good thing to look into, and I'll look into it. But I do think that they do a good job that they're tasked to do.
Whether
I think they should be doing that job, the way they're doing it is a different question.
Yeah. Okay. The entire response from the Liquor Commission, along with several other 91A requests, is available online at shireleaks.com.
Oh, this is your new website.
It's one of the new websites that I have, and I'm trying to get more 91A requests, but not a lot of people want to actually submit those for some reason.
Well, a lot of them get denied. I mean, it can be frustrating.
Right. I want to see these denials.
These are the, by the way, for those that don't know, 91A is the right
FOIA
to know
freedom of information
in New Hampshire. So, Joe, I mean, what are you, give me a bill that you've sponsored. I mean, what are you working on?
Or
have you sponsored something? Because you are a new rep, and some people don't do that the first year out.
I've co-sponsored and sponsored. I sponsored a bill and co-sponsored a bunch of bills. And some of the ones that I'm more proud of, there were two bills that were I co-sponsored with Amanda Bolden as a representative who's here also. Mm-hmm. She did an amazing...
A Free State Project participant.
She is.
And a Democrat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're still friends.
Yeah.
And she teases me about being a Republican, but
yeah,
we
sure
get along very well. And she had two bills, very related. In some states, they would consider it one bill and try to pass them together, but she did it separately, and it was a good idea, I think. One was a Narcan bill, which allows third-party prescriptions from doctors. So people that overdose on opiate drugs, heroin, Percocets, whatever, Narcan is the one thing that can reverse an overdose from someone that's not breathing or they're going to die. You know, paramedics have it. When you go to the hospital and you're not breathing, that's what they use to bring you back. It will save your life.
Okay.
And doctors can write a prescription for whoever they want, but there's no immunity if they give a prescription to a third party. Say if you're a parent and you have a child or a teenager or a college student who's, you know, is abusing drugs, and the parent's worried. They want to keep Narcan at home just in case they find someone overdosing. Or if you know you're a drug counselor and you work somewhere and you're not a medical professional, but you're a counselor, you'd like to have that in case one of your people overdoses.
Sure. Because when seconds count, the ambulance is minutes away.
Right. And it's the one thing that is actually where the poison of the opiate or the heroin is actually easier to get than the antidote, Narcan. And that makes no sense.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And people do die. It's actually a huge problem. You know, with narcotics in general, we obviously know that people are dying because of this. And with easier to get and better heroin on the street, four times as many opiate prescriptions are being written in the last 15, 20 years.
And there's a huge heroin epidemic,
especially here.
So real quick, because we are short on time, what's happening with it? I mean, what's the current status on that?
That bill, we were hoping it would pass the committee, and it unanimously passed the Health and Human Services Committee.
Great.
There was a 911 immunity bill that gives immunity to people that call 911 when there is an overdose, and those people are not going to have to worry about going to jail for having a possession.
So are we still waiting on the full House vote on these?
The whole House vote on both of them, but both bills unanimously passed both committees they had to go to, and
it's a good sign.
It was a slam dunk. So
that's a good sign.
They're going to pass the House.
Joe, thanks for coming on. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com,
you pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Color, are you?
Are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
James.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.